presentation comes from Peter Ganten, who is the head of Univention, another German Linux consulting and a product company. And he's talking about project or, well, testing of Samba deployments in the context of a very interesting project, the migration of the German Federal Parliament to Linux Samba servers for their Windows clients they still use. And in this context, they needed a test and failover environment that can be used to reconstruct the actual environment or to reconstruct problems in the actual, reproduce problems in the actual environment. So this is a very interesting presentation because it addresses a problem we didn't hear about yet. And we got a lot of presentations on migrations or practical problems, technical background, things you can do, but nothing yet about how to set up a test environment to reproduce problems to quality ensure your deployment. So please welcome Peter Ganten. And
hello? Yes, okay, fine, great. Okay, my English is not very, very good. I ask you to excuse this. My talk is about how Daniel told you already about a test scenario we did 1.5 year ago at the German Federal Parliament. Here's my agenda. A short advertisement for our company. I promise very short. Then I want to give you a short introduction in the project, in the MEEK OS operating system migration project of the German Federal Parliament, of the Deutscher Bundestag, where we had an unfortunate crash in 2004, at the end of 2004. Then there was a race between two teams who tried to fix the conditions which led to this crash. And then I want to show you, I mainly want to show you how we built up a very huge test environment to reproduce the crash and to test better setups and to make the officials at the German Parliament believe that it's now safe to try the migration again. And I want to give you some of the figures we got from these tests. And then some conclusions and room for questions for you. So our company is relatively young. We were founded in 2002. We are a manufacturer of Univention Corporate Server. Univention Corporate Server is a Linux distribution based on Debian, GNU Linux, maintained and compiled and quality assured and supported by Univention. UCS has a unique management system for identity and infrastructure management built in, which can be used to manage identities and a lot of parts of your infrastructure also in very complex and heterogeneous environments. It's built upon Open LDAP, Heimdall Kerberos, Samba, and many other components. And in some parts, it's very similar to Goza, where the talk before was about. Our newest product is UGS, Univention Groupware Server. That's basically a combination of UCS and the Colab 2 Groupware Server you maybe have heard about. Here you can see some of the references. We are mostly in the German-speaking market, so my English is not so good. Our customers are mostly in the German-speaking market in Germany, Austria, Switzerland. We have customers, federal and state agency, customers from the financial sectors, and a lot of small and mid-sized companies which use Univention Corporate Server and GroupWare Server. So that's enough about advertising. The MIG-OS project has its roots in a decision of the German parliament from 2002 to migrate all client systems to Windows XP, which were run with Windows NT workstation before, and to migrate most of the servers, especially the file and print servers and the logon servers, the domain controllers, to Linux, OpenLDAP, and Samba. The most important reason for this decision, of course, has been that Microsoft announced to discontinue the support for Windows NT. The decision makers believed that running the client under Windows XP will give better compatibility to existing applications, which in a way is true, of course, and will give better compatibility to external partners. And the decision to use open source software on the servers was to gain higher flexibility, higher independence of software vendors, and higher transparency in the software run, which is running on the servers. So we are talking only about the server part of this project, because I've nothing seen about the client part, and it's not very interesting here, I think. The challenge on the server part was to migrate an environment with approximately 5,000 clients, 120 servers, and 8,000 user accounts, a couple of thousand groups, from a single Windows NT 4.0 domain to Samba OpenLDAP. To keep the effects on users as low as possible, to keep the availability of the systems as high as possible, during the migration, to integrate Samba with an OpenLDAP-based directory, which also is used to manage DHCP, DNS, mail, and many other infrastructure components at the Deutscher Bundestag, at the German Parliament, and develop a couple of tools and scripts to make an integrated administration possibility. The order to do this project was won by Computer Center, a fairly well-known IT service provider. The project spent a lot of time in testing, and it was all parts were tested very intensively. A complete test environment was built, was established. The migration of the account database was tested several times. For all applications, compatibility tests were done. It was tested if each application can work with Samba-based domain controllers and Samba-based file and print servers. And a lot of performance tests were done in a structured manner to test the performance of the authentication against the Samba servers, the performance of opening connections to specific shares, especially net logon and home share, which are accessed during the logon process, copying files from the logon server, from the net logon share to the workstation, copying the user profile from some file server to the workstation, and using NT file servers with Samba-based logon servers, because the plan was to migrate the logon servers at the first time and then later migrate the file and print servers. And it was not possible to migrate all file and print servers at once. This had to be done over a couple of weeks. But unfortunately, the system broke down. All tests developed promised a successful migration. The productive environment was migrated to Samba in October 2004 at the weekend. But in the morning of the Monday after this weekend, the server reached a critical load and were unable to process logon requests. Then the persons in charge tried some things to heal this situation. They tried to use the external LDAP servers too, but this didn't help. And then at 2 o'clock p.m. it was decided to fall back to the Windows NT servers, which gave, unfortunately, very bad headlines for Linux, OpenLDAP, and Samba, which I've put here in this presentation to remember. I think some of you remember this message on HiCDE. So after that, the Deutsche Bundestag decided to build a group consisting of four companies: PSE, Gonikos, who had this talk before me, LTech, and our company Univention, to plan and build a test environment to reproduce the crash. That was very important for them, that we could show exactly how the crash happened, that we really could show the same symptoms in the test environment and test improved setups, find possible reasons for the crash, as well as propose an optimized setup. So this is how the test environment looked like. We had three kinds of systems: test systems, load generators, and control systems. You see in the middle the Samba and OpenLDAP servers, which were those servers which were in the productive environment before. They were just transferred back to the test environment, the same hardware. Then we had about 30 load generators, among them 8 very strong servers, where we installed Windows 2003 with terminal services on, which gave us the possibility to run approximately 6,000 sessions at one time. And we had 3 servers used as control systems. So why did we decide to use Windows Terminal Server sessions? The obvious reason was that the terminal server can do more logon requests at a time than a Windows XP client. But a very important reason also for our client, the German Parliament, was that this test environment had a very high face validity. I've studied psychology, and I've learned this in German. It's called Augenscheinvalidität. It says that if you see it, you just believe it is true. It means it is fairly clear that Windows 2003 terminal server sessions behaves very similar than a Windows XP session. The problem was that they had at that time no good feeling to new test scripts, to new test suites, which were not from Microsoft developed, because they had used those scripts or scripts like this before, and they were not able to show what happened in the productive environment. But of course, we showed this. You can see this also in the Samba log files that the Windows 2003 terminal server sessions behave very, very similar to Windows XP log on requests. Very similar sequence of requests, same load on the server, and same load on the OpenLDAP servers. So the control systems were Linux-based. We needed three control systems because we were only to run 3,000 R desktop sessions on one very huge server, and then we got two smaller servers to run the rest of those. We run a couple of VNC sessions on each server, and then in each VNC session a couple of our desktop sessions, because there is a limit we didn't knew before, that you can open just a limited number of windows inside one X session. Maybe you can configure that away, but for us it was easier to just start a couple of X sessions and then to work around that limit. And the test scripts were started and stopped from a standard PC via a distributed shell also, and then via SSH to the control systems. Then we wrote a log-on sequence with remodeled the log-on sequence on that Monday where the crash happened, where we could see the number, where you can see here the number of log-ons at each point of time. Each piece here is for 50 minutes, and we see that we have a little bit about 500 log-on requests in 15 minutes at the time where most people logged on. We have here a lot more log-on requests than we have usually, because people tried to log on again and again because it did not work. Later we measured the normal way, where you have just one peak and then people are logged on and they don't try again, and we just have about 300 log-on requests. But it was decided to remodel this this sequence because there's also a buffer in if there are more requests. So we had that slide. And this is these are the figures what we saw on the two log-on servers. We saw the load going up to around 18 very soon. And then we got more and more SMBD processes on the backup domain controller, because the backup domain controller is in the network nearer to the test systems, and it answers earlier. And then there is a limit reached at around 500 SMBD processes. And after this limit is reached, the primary domain controller spawns more processes too. It tries to answer the log-on requests, and then the systems didn't answer any requests at all. The processes went down, but nobody was able to log on. So we had measured log-on requests which took about 30 minutes during this test. That was exactly what was seen in the during the productive during the migration of the productive environment. Out of 6,500 log-on requests, only around 2,100 succeeded, and in the log files we had a lot of error messages like this: SMBD claimed that it couldn't connect to the LDAP server, and the SLAPD said there were too many open files. So what was the reason? These are the possible reasons we found. Open LDAP was used with the LDBM database, which has many problems and is very slow in many situations. It has a global lock around write requests, so when there happen password changes or something like this, nobody can read in the directory. The open LDAP echoes were not optimized, so for each read request, the LDAP server had to go through a lot of echo entries to find a matching one. The handling of, and this was the most important thing, this alone was enough to heal this situation. The handling of the group memberships was very inefficient. The code testing for group memberships in every mapped group, and the domain had several thousand groups, so it had to make very much LDAP requests, and this was simply too much. Ironically, one day before the German Parliament migrated the productive environment, Andrew Bartlett, I think he's not here at the moment, yes, submitted a patch to subversion with corrected exactly this situation, and that was too late, I think, just one day before. Another thing was that the NSCD was not configured to efficiently cache user and group data, and Summer, who worked for Computer Center in this, not Summer, Zernet, sorry, it's not the same, worked for Computer Center during that time to improve Summer, made a lot of further improvements, which made Summer faster in open LDAP environments, like LDAP Sum Trusted, yes, and the get PW name cache. So after these improvements were applied, the situation looked better. We saw just the load just going up to 2 at the beginning when the test suite started, and we only saw around 50 summer processes, again more on the backup domain controller, but that's just because it could answer earlier than on the primary domain controller, and this was very stable during the whole course of the test, independently on how much log-on requests we had in each 15 minutes. Only at the beginning we had more load and more SMBD processes here. We explained this because the tests were stopped and all the connections a lot of sessions were closed at this point of time. So the next result was that it was decided to migrate the environment to try it again. The decision makers said to us, we have only one shot more, and if this will not work, then we will go with Microsoft and Active Directory. But this time it worked. Better press for Linux, OpenLDAP and Samba. Here you see the press release of the Parliament. So, the conclusion, Samba and OpenLDAP has to be seen and tested in one unit if you want to use it like this. The tests should be as realistic as possible. SMB client could not be used to simulate Windows XP logons, which was the main mistake in the project, we think. Also the logon scripts can cause a very high load because you can have a lot of connections to different servers which have to authenticate the user again. But Samba greater than 3.07 and OpenLDAP with the BDB backend and Linux prove themselves as an efficient and performant replacement of Windows NT. So I'm in time, I think. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, please.
I don't believe that you implemented all the improvements at the same time. So which single improvement had the most significant impact on the performance of all the
patch of the group membership code?
I'm asking because many people say that the BDB backend has its problems too with in the use with OpenLDAP. And
in our experience, the BDB backend had problems. We have seen with earlier OpenLDAP releases, but this is 3 years ago now. We have seen very strange results where you get from two LDAP searches different results from the LDAP server, sometimes three objects, sometimes four, sometimes some attributes missing. At that time, you had to configure BDB correctly to work correctly, but I think these problems are fixed since 2 or 3 years, and we run BDB, the BDB backend at all of our customers, and we don't have any problems since years with the BDB backend.
Okay.
The reason for not using BDB the first time was the customer prohibited us to use self-built packages. So we had to use the SLAPD version of SUSE 9. And in this special release, BDB backend support was not stable. And the improvements with the get pwnum lookup and the BDB improvements from our partner, it was possible to drive the domain. And the additional improvements from Xeonet, LLAPSAM Trusted, they gave us more overhead to drive the domain. Yeah?
Any other questions? No. All right, so thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.